the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. The State Department has issued what it calls a worldwide caution security alert for Americans traveling abroad.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. The department doesn't go into any specifics, but the alert says it is aware of increased potential for foreign terrorist organization-inspired violence against LGBTQ plus people and events. It advises U.S. citizens overseas to exercise increased caution.
Gaza now has a pier built by the U.S. military, and humanitarian aid now has a new way into the region.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby made the announcement.
First shipments of humanitarian assistance arrived on the shores of Gaza.
They arrived through the maritime corridor that included a temporary pier built by the U.S. military.
So in less than 2 months, the United States was able to assemble a complex multinational logistical mechanism to facilitate the delivery of life-saving assistance.
Now those pallets of food and other aid are being distributed inside Gaza.
The U.N. has now taken possession of these first pallets.
Admiral Kirby says more aid will be arriving in the coming days. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
In Houston, workers are up in cherry pickers trying to restore power to traffic lights, just part of the mess that last night's EF1 tornado left behind. Four deaths have been attributed to the storm. There's a lot of damage, and some 700,000 customers are without power. Harris County Judge Alina Hidalgo.
We are going to have to talk about this disaster in weeks, not days. For some folks, the luckier ones, it might be days, not hours.
The man convicted of the violent hammer attack on the husband of then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is going to prison. A judge sentencing him to 30 years, the FBI's Sergio Lopez.
Today's sentencing of David DePop to a significant prison term sends a clear message that violence and intimidation have no place in our community or our political discourse.
The world's top-ranked golfer calls it a big misunderstanding. Louisville police call it assault and other things.
We'll just deal with the court system as it comes.
Scottie Scheffler's attorney after the golfer was arrested this morning, CBS's Michael George.
Scheffler was on his way to the Valhalla Golf Club when police say he failed to follow an officer's orders after a shuttle bus struck and killed a pedestrian.
Police say he tried to drive around the accident scene and dragged an officer who was holding onto his car. Scheffler faces several charges, including assault. He did play today's second PGA Championship round. What a day on Wall Street, where the Dow gained 134 points to finish above the 40,000 mark for the first time. The NASDAQ lost 12. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking. The list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary and even deadly. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere. From dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Illinois is cicada country, and a new app is letting people track the noisy bugs. More from Chicago, WBBM's Nancy Harty.
Crowdsourcing cicada sightings dates back to the 1840s, says expert Gene Kritsky.
Baltimore physicians started writing letters to newspapers saying, I'm expecting the cicadas to emerge in your state this year. I'd appreciate it if your readers send me notice.
The retired Mount St. Joseph biology professor is in Illinois to track potential crossbreeding, but says it will be hard because the broods are too genetically similar.
You can't tell them apart. You can tell the three species apart, but you can't tell the brood 19 cicada species from the brood 13 cicada species.
That makes mapping crucial. He hopes the public helps by sending geolocated pictures and videos through the Cicada Safari app. Nancy Harty for CBS News, Chicago.
The last U.S. zoo with pandas will say goodbye to them by the end of the year, those pandas at the Zoo Atlanta. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, partly cloudy, some foggy areas, and a low close to 50. A mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, highs in the low 70s. A chance of storms tomorrow night, then back into sunshine for Sunday and a high near 70. Currently, it's 66.
WRJN. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me Just call me.
Central Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
I get it all lost, yes. and timeless hits. WRJN. Told her old man now, and with the radio blasting, goes cruising just as fast as she can now, and she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird
well,
away.
Well, girls can't stand her 'cause she walks, looks surprised like an ace.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace, now you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Well, when the workday is done, these timeless hits somehow sound even better. More on the way from WRJN.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Busted Pencils is sponsored by Racine Youth Sports. Come join the fun at the Racine Youth Sports Pop-Up Beer Garden on June 27th through the 30th at Smolensky Park in Mount Pleasant.
Daring, dark, and deliriously entertaining, Cabaret continues this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. In 1929 Berlin, the fantastical world of the Kit Kat Club is an escape from the grim reality creeping in outside of its walls. Cliff, an American writer, is swept up by the club and the one and only Sally Bowles. As the year unfolds, the beautiful facade cracks as an evil power grows. Will love, loyalty, and humanity have a chance? Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for showtimes and tickets.
Head to downtown Racine's hottest country bar, Marcy's on Main, where the all-you-can-eat dinner specials will knock your boots off. They're serving up smiles and full bellies throughout the week, tacos, meatballs, wings, and the mouth-watering beer-battered cod. It's endless deliciousness that keeps you coming back. Then there's the Loaded Bloody Marys. These bad boys are more than a drink. They're a feast piled high with satisfied goodies. Make your way to Marcy's on Main, where great times and great flavors collide in downtown Racine.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life.
perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Like I do, nobody can do the like I do, nobody can do the like I do.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Winds of winter blow. A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Wolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.